Yeah, we're up to Daf Chofei Yom Beis. Just again, last Gemara was in Chofei Yom Beis. The bottom was, again, the Braisa said, the dam shenitmo v'zorku, the dam became tamei b'kotchim, and the Kohen made his rika with it. So b'shoigeg, if it happened, b'shoigeg is hurtza, b'meizado loy hurtza. And we said, this was only said by Korban Yochid, but by Korban Tzibur, b'ein b'shoigeg, b'ein b'meizad, it's hurtza. Then it said, but if a goy brings a korban, then the locher is bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid. Whether it became tomei b'shoigeg by mistake of a mezid, bein b'yoynes bein rotzen, willingly and not willingly, by force, is loy hurtzu. If the koy makes a zrika with dam that's tomei by a goyish a korban, the locher is loy hurtzu. And that if it sits in maratza, it only helps for Yisrael, not by a goy. Like Rashi says, the chtiv the pasuk says, voya mitzchoy tomei l'rotzen lahem. Lehem means Lebnei Yisrael for loyally of the Kachovim. Tadig Mor is the question, the Reminu, I have a question. Like, what are we saying here though? Well, I'll ask you a question, and I'll bring the proof that it sits in Maratza and Mezid on a Korban Yochid. So far, the Braisa said that on a Korban Yochid, it's only Maratza if it was B'Shaygig, not willingly. But if it was done by Mezid, it's not Hurtza. And now I have a question, it says, Amah Tits Maratza. On what does the Tits help? To be meratza, to say b'diyevet, it's a good avoidon al hadam v'yal abosel v'yal achilu shenitmu. Whether the dam became tomei or the bosel, let's say, of a korban oilom or the chelav that's supposed to be burnt by a korban that became tomei, see, with an al achilu, you're not supposed to burn them, but b'diyevet, if you do burn it, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'yenes, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochad, bein b'tziba. Whether it's a korban yochad or whether it's a korban tziba, it doesn't make a difference. In all the cases, the tzitz is meratza, that b'diyevet, it's okay. So, chorus takash, here we see that even by korban yochad, even though the tumah happened b'mezid, or even though the kohen made this rika b'mezid, still b'diyevet, it's called hurtza. And before we said no, if he does this rika b'mezid, it's lay hurtza. So my answer is Omer Rabbi Yosi Lakashi. He says there's no stira, I'll tell you. Ho Rabbi Yosi, ho Rabbonin. One is Rabbi Yosi and one is the Rabbonin. So my answer says Omer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says Lakashi. I tell you there's no stira over here. Ho Rabbi Yosi, ho Rabbonin. It's like a machlekes tenoyim. Tetanim learn like this. There's a mission in Truma that says Ein tor min minaton miyala tohor. You're not going to take off Truma from food that's tomei to pata tevel that's tohor. V'yim torim, let's say b'dievet, you took off the truma from the food that's tomei. So b'shoigeg trumas a truma. If you did a b'shoigeg, so then we say the truma is chal, but b'mezid, if you know right now that it is tomei and you still you do it, ain't trumas a truma. Chom say now it's not chal. So Rashi said, yamina mekam aduchto, for lo yisi sol of chet, and meino kodesh nisiyas chet loma. The Torah says not to do it, but if you do the tzachet, mashma taket tzchal truma, just to the tzachet, is mikar, he will learn out the Torah min aroa, ala yofet shu trumosa truma, that b'yevet it tzchal. So therefore, b'shoigeg taka, the truma tzchal. But b'mezid, it ain't trumosa truma, Rashi says, the Rabbanon konsugas, Rabbanon made a kenasiya, mishum da'ezit, since he was b'mezid. Upolig bar maroi b'yevomis, Rashi says, one says, ain't trumosa truma, l'saknes ashrayim, but truma heavy. Rakol Ponim Tanakam holds that the Mezid will make a kanaf to say the truma is no good. Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Yosi says, Bein b'shoigeg. Bein b'mezid trumas a truma. So you see, according to Rabbi Yosi, do not make any gzeres. There's no kenosis. So therefore, the chur, the same shall will be before him. Paitkis, but to be maratza. According to Rabbi Yosi, Bein b'shoigeg, Bein b'mezid, it would be maratza. Samora says no. Ein madishama da the Rabbi Yosi. When do we hear by truma the loch of Rabbi Yosi to leikonis? That he doesn't make any kenach. That's all we hear. Therefore, since b'shoigeg midirais it's chal the truma, see old even b'mezid also the truma is chal. But the maratza tits al achilus mishamet lei. Where do we see the tits is maratza on achilus? Like we'll soon see Rashi says, to mukmas la'ach b'raisa bas raisa, we're soon going to put in the second b'raisa al-libo, diktoni bo atzitz maratza al-achilas. That means tumas bosa, dainu achilas. Let's say the bosa became tomei, still the tzitz maratza, that is rika is considered a good rika. Rashi lo'ach inokat achilas, to oilun kuliyama moide tzitz maratza. And look at me, that for the emurim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, even though it became Tomei, Avada B'diyevid, it's Tzitzis Moratza. The Tomei B'reishter, Oskanim, V'nir Tzalon HaChapur Olov, V'dam, T'yachsiv K'yadam U'B'nefesh HaChapur. Shenacham, if the dam becomes Tomei, Avada, we know B'diyevid, if you make this Riko, this Riko is Koshchik, because it's Tzitzis Moratza. The Shel is, what about Achilas? Or the boss that's supposed to be eaten, is the Zrika considered as Riko? Because his last Bryce has said that Amar Tzitz Meratza al Adam v'yala Bosa v'yala Chilev. So even on Bosa Ross, even though the Bosa became Tomei, still the Tzitz is Meratza. So where do we see that Rav Yossi holds like this, that you want to say this Bryce goes according to Rav Yossi? So Morris says, V'otani, we learned, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Ha Tzitz Meratza al Achilas. Yes. The tzitz is maratza and achilas, even on bosor, even though it became tomei, still the zrika sadam helps for that bosor. Reb Yossi Yomino, no, ain't that tzitz maratza al achilas? No, on the bosor became tomei, the zrika sadam you make later does not help for it at all. It's not matter the bosor at all, because the tzitz is not maratza on achilas. So you can't say this price, it goes according to Reb Yossi. Smur says, no, epoch, change it around. Reb Lezer Weimer ain't atzitz maratz al achilas. It's Reb Lezer that holds the shita. But I'll tell you, Reb Yossi holds no, hatzitz is maratz al achilas. That atzitz could be maratz on achilas. That even on the bosor, that's nechav utakana, becomes tomei, still the tzitz is maratz, that the zrika is like matter, it's called a good zrika. Now the Gemara says, maskiv lo Reb Sheshis, Reb Sheshis still has the question. How could you change around this girsa between Reb Lezer and Reb Yossi? For a Tanya we learned that Yochel, I would have thought to say that Bosa Shenitma Lefnei Zrikas Domim, let's say the Bosa of the Kochim that became Tommy before you made Zrikas Domim, so Yehechayov Malayim Mishum Tumo, maybe there'll be an Issa now if a Kohen eats this Bosa now, there'll be Chayav Chorus for it. Talmud Lemino, the Pasuk says, Kol toyo yoicha bosa. V'yanefesh yishatoicha bosa, mitzavach ha-shlom, ha-shel ha-shem, v'tomosi olav, v'nichriso. To make a drosho, that only mashma, the bosa, is muta for a Torah dik l'kayin teat. Then Allah rizav, the kayin's tummy, and eats from it, he's chayiv koros. So we dashin, hanit l'torium chayiv molo mishom tumah. Bosa, that's muta for a Torah dik a person teat. Then, if you're Tommy and you eat it, you chayav chorus. But bosa of nezrikas domin sheino nitel torim, it's not mutter even for kohen Torah to eat from it yet. Of nezrikas domin, there's no head to eat from the bosa yet. Therefore, even though the bosa became Tommy or the kohen's Tommy, ain chayav molav mishum tumah. There's no issur tumah if you eat it then. Or yeini, maybe not that way. Ela nechal torim chayav molav mishum tumah. Maybe bosa that's nechal atayrim and achleim lenichay mishum tuma. But v'sheinu nechal atayrim, if you eat from this bosa before this rikas adam, that it's not even mutter for a Torah dik a person to eat from it. Ein chayav molav mishum tuma. You're not chayav mishum tuma. Which means now we're saying, maybe means to say that no, not only if it once had a heter atayrim, but kiseidu it has to have a heter. Which bosa are you chayav chorus to eat it when you're tamei? Only bosa that right now is mutter for a Torah dik a person to eat. And if so, oitzia niya salan, v'yesa yoitzei. I'll take out the bosa that even though b'shaz rika sadam, the bosa was Torah. So the rika was matter, that bosa v'achila. And then you left the meat overnight. Rosh, you took the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash. It has a psu yoitzei. Slamaisa right now, Shenem Nechonim Lutarim. A coin that's Torah is not allowed to eat from this bosor. It has a psul yoitse or psulan on it. So maybe now if a coin eats it when it's Tomei, he's not Chayiv Koros. And this we say no. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Asher Lashem, Riboy. There was Marbo that at least since one time there was a Shasa Kosher, it was Mutter for this bosor to be eaten by Tor, even though right now it's Posol. Aslan or Yoitse, still of Yidah, when you're Tomei, you're Chayiv Koros. His Soda Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mabres Apigulim, Vietanoisaurus, that maybe I'll also be Marbo, that if the boss becomes Pigul, or else Anoisaurus, if the boss was left overnight, has a psul, Noiser on it. Samora says, Noiser, Hanalan, we already said already, that Lan, yes, you are chayiv koris if you eat, if you're tamei and eat from the basam, that's noisa. Since it once had a shas akasha. So what are you telling me now, yochel? It was ela rather like this, ela, afa pigulim kunaisaris. Maybe I would have thought to say that if you have a psul pigul in the basam, and either when you're tamei, it should also be the same thing like a psul noisa to say that you are chayiv koris. And this we say, no, tam lem, the pasuk says, mizevach hashlamim miyat, that there's a miyat, yoni chayiv koros, if you eat from the zevach hashlamim when you're tamei, and not if you eat from pigul. So Gemara says, so, omar rayis the rabbis aselu hoitzi aselu, how do I know to be marba these and take out those? So Gemara says, acha shriba kosav, one pasuk is marba, o miyat, and one pasuk is a mayat, or mata tell like this, marba ni aselu, shoyselem shas hakosha. I'll be marba these that at least once had a shasa kosher when the basa became milan, became noisa, became yotzeim. But before that, since you already made his rikas adam, it once had a shasa kosher. There was one time that it was mutter to eat this basa to a tzaddik person. Therefore, even though later other psalm happened to it, still if you're tummy and eat it, you have karas. But a moitzi and yeselu, I'll take out these like a psalm pigul. Shlo hoyselam shasa kosher never had a shasa kosher. Pigul is never mutter to eat. So if so, if you eat it now when you're tamei, you're not chayiv koros. If you're in time, you could ask me a question, boso shenitmel of nes rikas damim. Let's say the boso of kachem that became tamei before you made his rikas adam. So it comes out this boso was never hutor to be eaten by Torim. For yochlu liachas rikas damim. And then b'diyevet, you go ahead and then you make his rikas adam. Now if this rikas adam, what's going to be if you eat from this boso now? How come we say if you eat from this basa now and your tummy of tumas aguf, you are chayiv koros? And the chur with this basa never had a heter achila because it was tummy from the fnei zrika. The answer is b'fnei shatitz maratza. This is the yisoy that tits is maratza on al oichlin. That even though b'shashi made his rika sadam, his basa was already tummy from before. So the chur this rika is not really matan his basa b'achila. Now we say no. Since the tzit is maratza, we consider it as if there's a hetachal upon this basa. Not really, because the body can eat it, it's tamei. But you consider it as if a hetach was chal, because the tzit is maratza. And therefore, chaps naf chmina, for kohen is tamei and eats it, he'll be chayav koros. But I call upon him only nitpa, only if the basa became tamei before this rika. But yaitse loy, but if the boss had a psul yaitse before zrika, and then you made his zrika, havada is never hutar, and here if you eat it when you're tamei, you will not be chayiv. Someone says, so man shamed lei. Who do we hear from here? The omelet, he says, ein zrika miyamas li yaitse. That here that you made this zrika sadam on this bossa, the zrika is not matu the bossa, to give it a shame as if it's hutru, since there was already chal nisa yaitse on this bossa. We're saying only if there's an yisatumachal upon the basa, then v'diyevet, if you make a zrika now, the zrika is mata the basa b'achilu negeya to a kind tamina eats from it. But if it has a psul yaitzi on it, that the tzitz does not help. Who holds the shita? Rabbi Elezer goes according to Rabbi Elezer. Uktanin, still we learned here to marata tzitz al achilas. So who we see clearly, Rabbi Elezer is the one that holds that the tzitz does help for the achilas. Like in this case, we have made his zrika sadam and basa that was talking about his zrika. Still, the zrika helps to consider this basa as if it was hutar nogeya, that if a kohen tam eats it now, he'll be chayiv koros. So holds this shita, Reb Elezer. So before we say no, Reb Elezer holds that it's not maratzan achilas. It was Reb Yitzchak that holds this way. So we're saying like this: Ela Rav Amar Reb Chizla Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you how Reb Elezer Rabban Enchanami. Not Rabbi Yossi, but one goes according to Rabbi Elezer, and one goes according to Rabbanan Shita. Again, after we asked the question, the theory was in the Brises, that one Brises said that the maze of the truth, even by Korban Yochid, that goes according to Rabbi Elezer, because he holds the titzes Maratz al Achilas. And after we said Leihurzer, that goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that they hold the titzes not Maratz al Achilas. So Mar still says, Eim with the Shamal and the Rabbi Elezer, the Maratz al Tis al Achilas. When do we see Rabbi Elezer holds the shita that if you make a zrika sadam here, so b'shan zrika you're allowed to make the zrika? It's the only question the boss was telling from before. So still we say that tzitz is maratza, that I've considered as if there was a hetachal upon this boss enough that if a kohen tam eats from it now, he'll be chayav koros. But the loikonis mishamet lei, Let's say you did it b'mezid. Let's say the dam became tummy, and you make a zrika b'mezid. You know that the dam is tummy. You know you're not supposed to do it, and you make the zrika. Maybe even according to Rav Lezer, there should be a knas to say that this zrika does not help. So still a kasha, this last brisa that says there's no knas, who does it go like? So Mara says, in yes, I'll tell you yes. That's Rav Lezer shita that yehechi di shama le Rav Yosi, shama le Rav Lezer. The same way you hear this for in Rabbi Yosi, you hear it in Rabbi Lezer also. The tiny learned like this. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Bein B'Shege, Bein B'Meza, Truma, Sa Truma. The Rabbi Lezer also, you see by Truma, there's no Knas. That even though you take Truma from something that's Tomei, on table that's Tahor, so it's Chal the Truma. Even B'Meza, you see it don't make a Knas. Senech Lama, Rabbi Lezer does not make a Knas. Therefore, the tzitz also, even though you make this rika sadam b'mezid, even though you know it's tameh, still will be meratza. So Gemara says, "Eim adisham adleil Reb Lezer b'truma." When do we hear Reb Lezer does not make any kenosais? Maybe it's only by truma. Tekilu, it's only kal. It's not such a chama tekisa. I tell you by truma. There's no chiv chorus. There's no chiv mist upon it. They were a little bit more makel, but the kochim the chamir mishamadlei. But kachin that's mochomer the yisa kedusha, maybe there is machmer, maybe there he holds we should make a kenas. So Mara asked the question, Achrami, we don't have a real good proof, but him came, if you can say that svara, him came who aman tamayu, who are you going to throw this upon? So if Varat's mom is time for it to say that Reb Lezer does not make the kenas, not even by kachin, so if for the price before that says that the tzitz is maratza, even on dam and a basar and chelev, Shenitma bein mishoigah bein mezid, that goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. Ravina answers like this, Tumosoi bein mishoigah bein mezid, hurutza. If you're clear now, if you're thinking now, how did the dam become tamei? How did the basar or the chelev become tamei nechnami? Even though it became tamei b'mezid, lemaisa hurutza. Later though, when you make this rikas adam, if that was done b'shoigah, it's hurutza. That's from the second brisa. And it says, Amar tzitz meratzal adam v'labos v'achilev, shenitmu means it became tamei bein mishoigah bein mezid. But avada, the zrikas adam was done b'shoigeg. But zrikosa b'shoigeg hurtzor, b'mezid lehurtzor, there's no theory to the first brisa. The first brisa just said, that we say when the kohen makes the zrika on dam that's tamei, that's meratzam, that's only if the kohen doesn't realize that he's making the zrika now b'tumma. But if he realizes that he's making a zrika b'tumma, and if not, then the din is lehurtza. For Rav Shalom says no. Zrika, just the opposite. Zrikosa, when the kohen makes the zrika sadam, even though he knows the dam is tummy now, I'll tell you, b'mishoigah b'mezid hurtza. Yes, that b'dievet, since you made the zrika now, the tzitz is maratza. The zrika helps for the korban. But to Mosoi, when the Dhamma, when the Bosa first became Tomei, there I'll tell you, B'Shegeg Hurtzo. If it became Tomei only B'Shegeg, then there's no Knas, then it's Hurtzo. But B'Mezid L'Hurtzo, but I'll tell you, if Shela holds, there's a Knas. If you made it became Tomei B'Mezid, there's a Knas that you cannot make a Zrika on it anymore. So most the question of Rav Shela, according to Rav Shela, I hold the term that we learned. Shenitmu, it says clearly, B'Mezid B'Mezid. And still it says Hurtzah, so not like him. Hochikom, this is what how Reb Shalom learned from this Braisa. Nitma b'shegig, enichnami. We're talking about that the dam or the boss or the chelv became tamar b'shegig. Not that you were metamarit, but it happened by mistake. Then, v'zorku, the kohen made a zrika sadam being a shegig, never mezid, then it's Hurtzah, Hurtzah. That's Reb Shalom's terror, it's just the opposite. That the Kabbalah is hatu ma'as the daf could be b'shegig. Not the mezid, if it's mezid, there's a kenas. But later, the zrika, that helps even b'mezid. Toshma, come in here. That it says, Dam shenitmu dam that became tomei. Hold navchov vov omralaf on top. That Toshma, dam shenitmu dam that became tomei. Vizoku, when the kohen made his zrika sadam, b'shoigig hurtzah, made his zrika b'shoigig hurtzah, b'mezid lehurtzah. So, of course, the kasha and the b'shayla, you see clearly, b'shaz zrika, it has to be b'shoigig and not b'mezid. So Morin says, no, hokikom, this is where b'shayla b'lam shan is b'raisa. Dam shenitmu, v'zoku, dam that became tome, and then the kohen made his zrika with it. B'mishoigig b'mezid. Whether we made the zrika b'shoigig, or whether we made the zrika b'mezid, the law was like this. Nitmu b'shoigig hutzo. If the tumah first took place by mistake, b'shogeg, then it's hurtza. But the mezud le hurtza. If it happened by mezud and achlami, then it'll be le hurtza. So if it's not a kasha on Rav Shema. Now the Mishnah says, nitmu shireho. Let's see if you made a kmitza from a mincha. Now the shireh, the leftover part of it, became tamei. Or else nisra for shireh, or else the leftover part of the mincha was burnt up. Or else of the shireh, the leftover, was lost. Okay. So, again, you made the kmitza, but you didn't burn it yet. And now the chura, there's no shireh left over, because you want to burn it. So are you allowed to burn the kmitza or not? So this is the machlekes. Kemidis Reb Lezik Sheir, according to Reb Lezik Shita, the way he holds by Svachim, that even though there's no dam, there's no boss, so you're allowed to make his rikas a dam, here also, you're allowed to burn the kemitza, even though there's no shrine left over. Or Kemidis Reb Yishu Apsulim, according to Reb Yishu, he holds his posel, that he holds, im ein bosa rein dam, you can only make his rikas a dam if there's something left over to become muta. So here also, you could only burn the kemitza if you have shrine that will become muta. Omar Rav, Rav says, Vusha nitmu kol shireh. We're talking about over here, the machlokes in the Mishnah is, if all the leftover of the mincha became tamei, or got burnt, or got lost, then it's a machlokes that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's psula, since there's nothing for the kmitza to be mata. Alba miksa shireh oloi, but if at least the kezayis worth of the shirayim was left over, then in achlami, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could burn the kmitza. So Moses says, Kosako that the Avamina was Nitma in Ovid Vesarafloi, that he only meant to say if what became Tomei, there's part of it left over. But if it was Ovid or Soref, even though part is left over, still does not help. So Moses says, if so, what's the Svar? What's the difference? My Kosova, what do you hold? E Kosova Shireho Milsi. If you hold what was left over even a little bit, that's enough to make it to burn the kmitza. So if you lower over the sarf nami, even if most of it was lost or most of it was burnt, but as long as part of least the kezayis is left over, it should be kosher. And he kisavish yurelav milsi, that no, it's not enough just to have a little bit left over. You have to have the hosherang left over. So that's why you can't burn the kmitza, because you're missing part of the shirayim. If so, the Gemara asks, Venitma my time, then if so, Venitma, why do you say if part of it became Tomei, that you hear you could burn the Kemitza? Who you have to tell me? The Maratza Tzitz? Because the Pshat is that Tzitz is Maratza. That since you have all the Shirayim here, just part of it became Tomei, well that the Tzitz is Maratza. So Mara says, Yehok, if that's the Svaro, Kol Shirei Nami, then even if all the Shirayim became Tomei, still, since Lamaiser it's here, it's only Tomei, on Tomei we said that Tzitz is Maratza, so it should be considered like the Shirayim is still here, so it should be able to make burn the Kemitza, even if all the Shirayim became Tomei. So Mara says, no, the other really I tell you, Kesava, we hold the Shura Milsi, that if a little bit is left over, it's considered something. Venitma, that Rav says, when part became Tomei, as long as some is left over, something is left over, still kosher, I tell you really, he meant to say, V'u'adin li'ovid, the same law applies to ovid if it got lost. V'sarif, that as long as part is left over, avad is still the mincha's kosher, you could burn the kemitza. I bought the Tony Nitma, wanted Rav say Nitma, Reishai Yilnuk, he only took the first of the three cases. But Lav Davka, Nitma, the same sword would apply by Ovad and by Nisifu. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua learned. Kidetoni, Rabbi Yeshua, Ima, Kol Azvachim Shabbatayro, Shenishtayro, Miam Kezayis Boso, Kezayis Chelev, Zorik Yesadam. Then you have a right to make the Zorik Yesadam. That's Rabbi Yeshua's Svara, that the Zorik has to be matter something. As long as there's at least a Kezayis of Boso or a Kezayis of Chelev left over, then you can make a Zorik. What's going to be Kechatzi Zayis Boso, Kechatzi Zayis Chelev? Ain't a Zorik, it doesn't know. You can't be mitzvah tachilu sotim tachilus mizbeach. And the zorik yes adam uboilo, but by korban oilo that everything is burnt, that can be mizbeach. Then you could be mitzvah to two. Afilu kachati zayis bosa kachati zayis chelav zorik yes adam bevnei shakula kol. The whole thing is burnt. Uve mincha, what's going to be mincha? Afilu kula kayemes lo yizrak mincha. That even though the whole mincha is around, still you can not make this zorik yes adam by korban. So Gemara is the question, Mincha Ma'avidite, who's talking about a Mincha? You're talking about Zrika Sadam by Korban. And you can only make the Zrika if there's something left over. So Gemara says, Amara Popo, Minchas Nesochim, Sarka Daitach. We're talking about now the Mincha of Nesochim is the Mincha that comes because of the Korban. So if so, even though all the meat is lost, or all the meat is tamei, Sarka Daitach, we would have thought to say, since the zevach, this comes part of the goof of the korban, it comes part of the goof of the korban, the mincha is considered to come part of the korban, it's mamash like the korban itself, and even though there's no basa left over, the mincha to be left over is enough. That's the commercial know that a mincha being left over is not enough. You can only make as weak as a dam if some basa or some chemel is left over. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this Yisoid Bechlal? Like Rashi says, how do we know to say that even though no boser at all is left over, as long as you have chelev and achilas mizbeach, it's sauce enough to make a zrikas adam, even according to Rabbi Yeshua? So when it says, I'm Rabbi Yechna, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, name of Rabbi Yishmael, Omotobo Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, the Ramakor, the Postak says, Vehikter ha-chelev l'reich nichoyach l'Hashem. It means she burned the chelev for reich nichoyach to give nachas ruach to Hashem. And the chelev is the emurim. So it's mashma chelev v'yafo pishen baso. Even though there's no meat of the korban left over, it became tummy, it got lost, or whatever it is, as long as there's chelev, still you can make a zrika sadam. Now the Gemara says, v'yashka chon chelev. Maybe only if you have the fat, that part of the emurim left over. Yoyseros ashtay klois. We know how to know you have the yoyseros. Or the shtekhlois, the kidneys, or the lobe on top of it, how do you know that also is enough to burn, to give it a shame to make a zrika sadam? Tiktoni says like this. Uve mincha afilo kula kayemes la yizrak. That if you have a korban, and you only have the mincha left over, so if that's the only thing left over, no bus and no imurim at all left over, then you cannot make a zrika sadam. Tzadik is, Minchu de la Yizrak. So again, the Dink is Minchu de la Yizrak. Ho Yoseros Ashtay Kloyus Yizrak. But as long as you have anything left over from the Korban itself, even though it's only the kidneys and the Yoseros, the lobe on top of that, still it's okay, you can make a Zrikas Adam. Minol, and how do we know this from? Is Rabbi Yechna de Dei Oma Lareach Nichoyach. Which we darshan kol shat to model l'reich nichoyach. Anything that's burnt on top of the mizbeach, even though it's only the kloyis, that's also enough. Rashi's v'hichter, v'hichter chelav l'reich nichoyach. That's enough to say you can make a zrikas hadam. And the more said now, v'yitzvach l'michtav chelav, v'yitzvach l'michtav l'reich nichoyach. We need to talk about psukim that it's enough to burn the chelav, and it's enough to burn anything that gives an achas ruach to Hashem. The cost of chelav would have just written chelav. Have I would have thought to say chelav in yeseros shteklois lei. It's not enough if you only have the kidneys left over. Maybe you have to have dafka the fat. Cost of rachamon reich nichoyach, anything that's burnt. The cost of rachamon reich nichoyach. Have I would have thought to say afilo mincha. Even the mincha of the korban, it's also called the reich nichoyach. It's cost of rachamon chelav. That's why I need the word chelav to say no. It has to at least be something from the goof of the korban. Anything. But a mincha, it's not to go for the korban, that's no good. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shaloi b'kli sharas posel? Let's say you made a kemitza, and you did not put the kemitza in a kli sharas, you're not mekadosh in a kli sharas, so it's posel. For Rabbi Shimon Mashav, Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. You can make a kemitza without putting it into a kli sharas. Hikta koimtza pamayim kshera. If you burnt the kemitza of your mincha twice, meaning half at one time, half at another time, still it's kshera, because since the kemitza has more than two kezayim to it, so each time you burnt the kezayim's worth, that's called the maisa haktara. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda b'red Rabbi Chiya, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he says, even though you are not mekadosh the kemitza, you don't put into a klisha or still it's kosher? Or Makro, the Pasuk says, by mincha kodesh kadosh make a chatas uchoshem. That a mincha has a lochem like a korban chattis and like a korban oshem. What does it mean to say? Bolu yav de biyad kechattis. If you want to do it with your hands, you can do it like a korban chattis. That the zrikas of a chattis is done betzpa. Or you've done biyamin, but then you have to use your right hand. Kechattis like a korban chattis. the kli, if the kohen wants to put the kmitzah into a kli, is loaded to the smell, then he could even carry the kli with his left hand and put him with his left hand. If he uses a kli kosher, not like a korban oshem. A korban oshem does not need a matan etzpa for the zriki, he makes a zriki with the kli, so he could even have in the left hand also. So that's pshat from Rabbi Shimon, that a mincha could be like a chatas, could be kosher biyad, even though it's not put into a kli sharis. For Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yani says no. Kivet shekomtsa mikli sharis, as long as you made the kmitza from a kli sharis, maleo umaktiru afilu bemanayu, afilu bemekido shacherish. You can now put the kmitz into your Rashi says avnet, into your gartol, or else even into a kli sharis. In other words, as long as it was taken from a kli sharis, it's enough. You do not have to have a kiddush. Rav Nachman Mayitzchak Omer, everybody agrees, Akomodim, the Koimitz Shatoin Kiddush, that a Kemitza does need Kiddush. You have to put the Kemitza in the Klisharis. Mesra have a question. It says, Hikta Chalovim Vevorim Vietzim, She Helen, Bain Beyond, Bain Bekli, Bain Bimin, Bain Besmok, Sharon, that if you burn the Chalovim Vevorim Vietzim with your hands or with a Kli, it's kosher. Ha-koimitz, the actoris, falavoyne, shalom, bein, viyad, bein, mekli, bein, bein, mismil, ksherim, is tufus review, the bread of chia, and you see, you do not have to have a kiddush mekli sharis. It's enough just the yad. Omelach review, the bread of chia, let's start him. The yad, the yamin, the kli, bein, yamin, bein, mismil, echlam, if you want to use your hands, you don't have to use yamin. If you want to use a kli, you could even use bismil. Alright, we'll stop here.